The Small Business Health Insurance Purchasing Alliance was included in last year's budget, but the money to run it was not. Now lawmakers will debate a new version of the pool. State Representative Phil Montgomery says a drug provision has been added, and an aspect that insurance providers objected to in the original plan has been removed.
Previously, there were some what were called rate band restrictions that we felt would have greatly inhibited companies from providing coverage throughout the state, so we eliminated the rate band features.
The package that was approved last year included a 10% rate band. That would have meant rates between small businesses in the alliance could only fluctuate by 10%, no matter how much medical care was used. $850,000 is needed to get the pool running, to hire a private administrator, and to market it. According to the state's director of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, Bill Smith, the money is a loan.
The small business community has been waiting for, you know, for 2 years since this pool was signed into law, and there was a very high level of anticipation and expectation. Small employers and their workers are very frustrated with the cost of health insurance, and so we hope all of that will come to the debate in the Senate and that they will also approve it.
Still, Smith says the startup money could fall victim to the state's budget deficit. If Wisconsin's Small Business Health Insurance Purchasing Alliance fails to get out of the legislature, employers may have to look to the federal government. President Bush is proposing a similar idea in his budget. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.